Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for July 12th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have a report from Yonhap News, a Korean publication that says that Samsung will be bringing its Gear S3 successor to IFA 2018, and that LG will debut a couple new watches as well. So there have been a lot of rumors about Samsung's Gear S3 successor, supposedly called the Galaxy Watch. Some believe it will be running Wear OS. But that's not confirmed at this point. We really don't know that much about it, but we did do a roundup on the various rumors we've heard so far about the watch, and you can check that out at 9to5google.com. And then on the LG front, this is first we're hearing that LG is likely bringing two new smartwatches to IFA, both of them supposedly running on top of Google's Wear OS platform. So it looks like IFA 2018 in Germany is going to be a pretty big deal for Google's wearable platform. Next up, we have Carrot Weather. So this is a cult classic hit app on the iOS side of things. Android users have been waiting for quite some time to get their hands on it. After a couple weeks of testing, Carrot Weather is now cross-platform and bringing its iconic banter to Google's mobile operating system. Next up, we have a couple reviews. Ben published his review of the TicWatch Pro today, giving it much praise. You can read his full review over 9to5 Google, and like I said, he seems to be a pretty big fan. And I also published my review of the Acer Chromebook Tab 10, the first tablet, the first pure tablet, I should say, to run Chrome OS. My take on this is that it's pretty much stuck in the education market for now. I don't think that Chrome OS on tablets is really ready yet. It's a good thing that Acer's not pushing this toward the average consumer. And finally, today we have Twitter rolling out a bottom navigation bar on Android. I'm a huge fan of all bottom navigation. It's something that Google's been pushing with its new Material Design spec, and I'm glad to see it finally come to my most used app. You can read all these stories and much more at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer 1-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, tomorrow morning.